The next patient is Roger Daniels. The last name is D-A-N-I-E-L-S. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old patient, white male, that is following the office because of CKD stage 2. The most likely explanation is that the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and has also a component of obstructive nephropathy related to BPH. In the latest laboratory workup that was done on the 26th of May of 2023, the patient has a creatinine of 1.1 and estimated GFR of 73, albumin of 4.4, and the serum electrolytes are with their normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio is 123 milligrams per gram of creatinine. He has been in very stable condition without any complication. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. He has lost 4 more pounds. Right now, the BMI is 24.5. The blood pressure is 142 over 81. Period. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease. He has a history of 2 stents that were placed in 2018. He is on Plavix and aspirin. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with the administration of PPIs on PRN basis. Following number, the patient has a remote history in the 1980s of bone cancer in the middle toe of the right foot. The distal phalange was amputated. Following number, the patient has a history of aortic aneurysm that is under surveillance by the primary care following number, the patient has a BPH with significant residual, 125 milligrams, milliliters, period. This patient has been very compliant. He is asymptomatic. We don't see the need for him to be followed that closely. We are going to give 8 months up appointment for further management. A paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the chart and the laboratory, 18 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.